fire ants can lose their heads. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The fire ant's painful sting makes it a pest that costs hundreds of millions of dollars a year to control. Originally from South America, the ants have no natural enemies in the U.S., which has allowed them to take over lawns from South Carolina to California. But now, researchers aim to control the insects by reintroducing them to an old enemy, forage flies. Auburn University entomologist Fudd Graham coordinates the Alabama Fire Ant Management Program. He and his colleagues are releasing the flies, also called decapitating flies, across the southern United States.
They lay their egg in the fire ant's body. The fly egg then hatches, crawls up into the fire ant's head, and lives there for several weeks.
Forage flies are abundant in South America, where they keep the fire ant population in check.
Down in South America, where the flies originally come from, there are around 20 species of the fly. So what we're trying to do is take a look at their behaviors here, where there's only one fly, as opposed to where there are many flies competing for the same resource.
Graham says they're now monitoring both insects in the U.S. to see how the strategy is paying off. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.